News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Tax-based broadening measures should be considered by government in the future. That is the call from the Parliamentary Budget Office. And Suzanne Rogers, Research and Policy Analyst at Social Justice Ireland, joins us now. Suzanne, your view on broadening the tax base?
Thanks for having us this morning. The general view is yes, we absolutely need to broaden the tax base. There's no question about that. The Commission on Taxation Welfare report that we had maybe 2 years ago, really called for a long, hard look at if we want the types of services that we want, how do we pay for them? And as Ireland is changing, we need to really be looking at how we're raising our taxes, and we really need to look then at broadening that tax base. So there's an acknowledgement at the moment that we're very concentrated in our taxes, where we get our taxes from. So we're looking at things like, and again, most people will know this, it's going to be income tax, it's going to be VAT, and it's going to be corporation tax. And we're ageing, which means that there will be less of us in work, you know, over the next couple of decades, that we will have more and more pensioners, less and less people working. So if we're going to be clever about this, if we don't want to see the types of headlines we see every summer, which is that there are children who don't have, school places, if we don't want to have a conversation every single winter about trolley crisis.
Good tax returns. Yeah. But Suzanne, I suppose the question is one of the aspects of broadening the tax base is bringing lower income workers into the tax net. And because we in Ireland are a bit of an outlier in that in this country, low income workers contribute mostly nothing to the tax rate, and they are net receivers. Whereas in other European countries, they contribute a small amount. And we currently have a situation, I think the figures are, is that 80% of the tax is paid by 20% of the population, and they are all the higher income workers. And whilst you might say that's, you know, progressive, to broaden it, we probably are looking at low-income workers paying a little bit. How do you feel about that?
Not necessarily, I don't think. And again, I would argue that low-income workers do also pay quite substantial taxes through things like VAT.
But I'm talking specifically about income taxes then.
Income tax, right, okay. So, I mean, when you're looking at income tax, that's a separate conversation to broadening out the tax base. That isn't simply a conversation about income tax.
And I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but that's fundamental. Yeah. To broadening the tax base is bringing more people into the tax base. So that this is one of the key things. And I've had economists on the show many times arguing this exact point, that this is what needs to happen. Yeah. We need to bring low income workers in a small way into the tax net.
I do think that they're two very, very separate conversations. We have to broaden out the tax base, and I don't necessarily think
how do you broaden it without doing it?
You have to, the first thing I would be doing is looking at where we don't collect our taxes. So if you look at things like tax expenditures, which is tax that we forego, there's 7.1 billion there that really needs an overhaul. 4.8 billion isn't captured through the top 10 lines there. Things like jet kerosene, things like, again, the capital acquisitions, the capital gains tax. There's lots of things like, there's benefits and kinds, there's SARPs, all of those things, research and development taxes. So you could definitely have a look at enormous wealth creation just by revisiting our tax expenditures. And again, like, this parliamentary budgetary piece is about wealth tax, which isn't going to have that isn't a conversation about people on low incomes. And
we're talking about wealth tax. The vast majority of people in Ireland hold their wealth within the family home. Do you support property taxes and an increase in property taxes?
We currently have property taxes at the moment. And I think, again, what you can see when you look down through this report is exactly that, that for most of us, our wealth is captured in our homes. Now, when they look at the wealth, they're obviously going to take out the mortgage of that. So anybody who's currently paying, you know, big mortgages, anybody on trackers whose interest has gone up recently, you know, it's not that they're going to be taxed overall on this. I mean, we would be looking maybe something a little bit more fairer, like a site value tax, a land rent tax, something like that would be probably a more fairer approach. Okay. But when you look at the difference between, we've done really, really well in this country looking at, you know, kind of smoothing out income inequalities, but we can still see there's a massive wealth inequality.
Right.
Most of the wealth is with those top 20%.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on that this morning. That is Suzanne Rogers, the Research and Policy Analyst at Social Justice Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.